Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today is episode 24, guys. I'm so excited. Today we're talking about superstitions, but I'm going to get into it in a moment. So I just like to take a minute to apologize for not putting out two episodes last week. I like to put out two episodes every week, but last week was really busy. I had to travel out of my city last minute to go for a conference, and I didn't realize it was last week, so I did not have a pre-recorded episode to put out, and so that's something I'm really sorry about. So I learned two things about myself last week. The first is I pretty much cannot remember everything. I cannot remember everything, guys. Like, I have to start using my electronic calendar to schedule meetings and schedule things I'm supposed to do, because when I get super busy, I feel like when I write my appointments down in a hard copy calendar, I still will not remember. So I learned that last week. I was supposed to go for a conference in Chicago, and these conferences are important for networking and also for keeping up with what's the latest in the field, you know. So going for conferences are super important in my field, and I totally forgot that it was supposed to be last week. I thought it was supposed to be next week. So I was sitting down at work wondering, like, where's everyone? And I was, you know, doing the regular things, sending emails out, but everyone who was supposed to be at that conference, well, my boss wasn't at work, and I was like, where is she? You know, last minute, I 10 minutes to the flight taking off, she called and she's like, aren't you coming for the conference? So I was sitting there just trying to figure out what to do, if I could still make the conference and things like that, you know. So while I was trying to make these arrangements, my coworker was saying to me, well, if you miss the flight, it probably means that you're not supposed to travel, or you're not supposed to go for the conference. And I was thinking, no, I don't think that's what it means. I think it means that I was negligent and I need to fix it, you know. So I was on the line with the airline trying to reschedule the flight. And she was saying that, you know, it probably means you're not supposed to go, the plane might go down and all these things. And so, you know, long story short, I got on the phone with the airline and I was able to schedule the flight for the last flight out. And, you know, the conference was great. Chicago was great. You know, I met a lot of people. Networking was great. You know, I learned the latest happenings in the field, and I was super excited about just being there. And so I'm glad that I went for the conference. But on the way back, now I had to come back on Friday the 13th. And you know that Friday the 13th is considered the most unlucky day in the year, and also associated with bad luck. Today we're talking about superstitions, and that is any belief or practice that is considered irrational. So when there is no proof for why people feel scared on a certain day, like Friday the 13th, you know, that is superstition. And so, you know, Friday the 13th is known to be the unluckiest day in the year. It's also associated with bad luck, you know. And so I try to read up the origin of Friday the 13th, why it's so unlucky, why it's bad luck. And a lot of it dates back to Jesus and his 12 apostles, and of course Judas. You know that Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and he had 12, you know, there were 13 people in the room and during the Last Supper. And of course Judas, who later betrayed him, was known to be the number 13 and the unlucky person, basically, or the person who brought the bad luck. Anyway, he was considered imperfect compared to the 12 disciples. So that's one reason why, you know, Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day. Another origin that it was traced back to was also when King Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of knights and had them burned, and that also happened on Friday the 13th, October 1307. So it's been associated with a lot of bad luck. And, you know, in some high-rise buildings, when you get in the elevator, you don't see any floor 13 because they skipped that floor. In some hospitals, there's no room 13 because they think it's an unlucky room, basically a lucky number, you know. So just having to travel on back to Nashville on Friday the 13th, right? And so the first thing I noticed was just the plane was empty, you know, like it wasn't, the flight was not filled at all. It was, when they made the announcement for boarding, what they said to us was, well, this is going to be an empty flight, so you guys need to space out on the plane for balance. And I was like, really, that's a thing? Yeah. So when we got on the plane, there was actually someone there who was telling us, okay, now, you know, people should move to the back of the plane, like space out and things like that. So I just noticed that the flight was not filled, and the flight was pretty much regular, nothing exceptional happened. But when we landed in Nashville, the pilot did say that, ladies and gentlemen, it's no longer Friday the 13th, it's Saturday the 14th, and everyone was, you know, kind of relieved. But yeah, so just talking about superstitions. So when we got, when we landed, I spoke to my coworker, you know, the one who said that you shouldn't have gone for the conference because it's an unlucky day and things like that. And I was like, you know, aren't you glad that we went for the conference? And she's like, yeah, you know, she's like, I wouldn't have liked to miss that. And so I was thinking that superstitions are just fear that holds us back. You know, like if I'm not supposed to do something, it would not work out. I don't believe that if I don't do my own part, then I'm not supposed to do it. So in this case, I feel like I should have remembered the flight was, or the conference was this week. I did not remember. And so because of that, I missed the flight. And so I don't think that that is the universe telling me that I should not go for the conference. I feel like that is my own negligence and I need to fix it, you know. So do not let fear hold you back. When you have things or you have opportunities and it falls on a certain day that you think is unlucky, or maybe something happens, like maybe you break a mirror, or you open an umbrella indoor, whatever superstition that you have, you know, don't let that hold you back. Don't let that put fear in your heart where you're not able to achieve certain things. You know what I mean? Like, still do what you need to do. And if something doesn't work out, it does not work out. But don't let fear hold you back is what I'm trying to say. All right. When I was younger, you know, I feel like I'm a kind of person who should believe in superstition, because when I was younger, I, you know, in elementary school, I got into trouble one day and the teacher said, well, I'm not going to punish you guys today. I'm going to punish you guys tomorrow. And so that was crazy because I had the whole day to, you know, be in fear and think about, oh my God, what's the teacher going to do tomorrow? And so I got home and I was like super stressed out. And this guy where I live told me that, so we had these little coconut trees, and he said, well, go and braid the coconut, the leaves, right? Braid them in threes and braid as many as you can. And as you're braiding, basically the teacher is forgetting about what you did. And I spent the whole evening just braiding, you know. And when I got to school the next day, the teacher didn't say anything about what we did wrong the previous day. And so I feel like that should make me superstitious and believe in these things, but I don't, because the truth is that it's unfounded. You know, what has braiding a coconut tree leaves have to do with your teacher forgetting? But don't let fear hold you back, right? When things come up, that when you have opportunities, when you have things to do, embrace it and do it, you know. Don't be held back by your fear is what I'm trying to say. There are every tribe, every country has its own superstitions. I know that in some high-rise buildings they don't have a floor 13 because it's, you know, believed to be unlucky number. In some hospitals they don't have a room 13 because of course they believe it's an unlucky number. Yeah, but it's fear, and we're bound by fear, we're not able to achieve the things that we should achieve. So that's my little message for you guys today. Don't let fear hold you back. I know in 2018 we have two Friday the 13th. We have one in April, which was last week, and we have another one in July. But when it does come around, guys, be positive, do the things that you need to do that day. Don't be held back by your fear is what I'm trying to say. Okay guys, so yay, we had a giveaway last couple of weeks. Yeah, there was a giveaway because when I started this podcast, I realized that I got over 1,000 play, total plays across all the platforms that you can listen to your podcast. So I decided to give away a Google Home Mini, which is something that I've been using a lot lately. And so today is the day that we announce our winner. So guys, thank you guys. Thank you everyone who entered the giveaway. You know, a lot of people didn't follow all the rules, so it was very easy to choose a winner because I just put all the names in a little bin and I picked out one at random. So thank you guys to everyone who played. Thank you. There will definitely be a lot more giveaways in the future. If you didn't win anything this time, you'll definitely win something in the future. Okay, so that being said, the winner of the giveaway, the very first giveaway of Tales of an African Princess in America is, drumroll please. So the winner is Fat Girl Slim. Yes, the winner is Fat Girl Slim. Please go ahead and send me a private message of your address and where I can ship this Google Home Mini to, and I'll be very happy to put that in the mail today. Or if you send it later today, I'll be happy to put it in the mail tomorrow. But yeah, congratulations, Fat Girl Slim. Thanks for always supporting this podcast. Really appreciate it. So guys, go ahead and leave me a feedback or whatever you think about superstitions. Go ahead and leave that on my Instagram page or Facebook page. Let's talk about it. If you know someone who knows a little bit more about superstition, I would like to interview that person and just talk about, you know, what these things mean and the implication and things like that. All right, so yeah guys, have a great week. I hope I motivated you guys today. I hope you're not held back by your fear. Don't be held back by your fear, guys. Don't be held back by superstition. All right, go ahead, take advantage of every opportunity you have and be great. All right, have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.